Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Early Music America held its fifth Young Performers Festival in June, bringing together students and ensembles from institutions throughout North America to perform a series of concerts. This hour, we'll hear concert performances from Seattle Historical Arts for Kids and McGill University's Early Music Ensemble. Plus, we'll feature a recording devoted to the 15th century poet-musician Heinrich Laufenberg.
Der falschen Welt tun.
That was the song Ach, Dörterlin, mein Selgemeit, which translates Bold Soul of Mine, Dear Daughter, by 15th century poet-musician Heinrich Laufenberg, performed by Ensemble Dragma on their recording Kingdom of Heaven. We'll hear more from the CD later in the hour. This hour, we're bringing you the final part in a three-part look at Early Music America's 2015 Young Performers Festival. Seven groups from some of the finest institutions in North America were invited to participate. In part one and two, we featured ensembles from Case Western Reserve University, the Peabody Conservatory of Johns Hopkins University, the University of North Texas, Oberlin, and Indiana University. This week, we'll hear from Seattle Historical Arts for Kids and McGill University. The vision of Seattle Historical Arts for Kids is to introduce young people to 12th to 18th century music, dance, theater, and culture. The organization runs a music academy and offers public performances and in-school programs throughout the year. In June, Seattle Historical Arts for Kids brought by far the youngest of performers to the Young Performers Festival in Boston. The cast members, ages 6 to 17, performed an adaptation of George Frideric Handel's opera Alcina. We'll be hearing musical excerpts from their performance. But first, let's set the scene. Ruggiero has been carried away to an enchanted island ruled by the powerful sorceresses Alcina and Morgana. Ruggiero's fiancée, Bradamante, disguised as a man, follows. The island is populated with beasts and plants who are really enchanted people, victims of Alcina's magic. The visitors quickly learn that Alcina is not to be trusted.
Thank you.
We're listening to a performance by the cast of Seattle Historical Arts for Kids in an adaptation of Handel's Alcina. Now let's jump ahead in the story to when the enchanted Ruggiero is freed from Alcina's spell and attempts to deceive her and escape. Then our heroes battle for their freedom and the liberty of all those under Alcina's spell.
Thank you.
And Love Triumphs. We heard music from an adaptation of Handel's Alcina, brought to life by the young cast members of Seattle Historical Arts for Kids as part of EMA's 2015 Young Performers Festival. Stage direction was by Carmen Medler, and the adaptation and choreography was by Seattle Historical Arts for Kids director Shulamit Kleinerman, who, by the way, won Early Music America's 2015 Laurette Goldberg Award, given to honor ongoing achievement in educational outreach. Congratulations, Shula! We also heard Laura Gully and Shulamit Kleinerman on violin, cellist Juliana Soltis, Catherine Liddell on theorbo, and Patrick Dave Morgan on harpsichord. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook. Just search for Harmonia Early Music. Last but not least, we bring you highlights from a concert by McGill University's Early Music Ensemble at the EMA's 2015 Young Performers Festival. They prepared a program entitled Musique Ancienne et Moderne. Let's hear their performance of Sigismondo D'India's Piangono al Pianger Mio.
Thank you.
We heard Piangono al Pianger Mio by Sigismondo D'India, performed by members of McGill University's Early Music Ensemble, in concert at First Church Boston on June 11th, as part of Early Music America's 2015 Young Performers Festival. We'll hear more after this short break. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, fostering the performance, scholarship, and community of early music on the web at earlymusicamerica.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. We're wrapping up our series of concert highlights from Early Music America's 2015 Young Performers Festival. Let's listen to more from McGill University. Here's music from Georg Philipp Telemann's Trietto No. 3 in D minor. Thank you. We heard McGill University's Early Music Ensemble performing music from Georg Philipp Telemann's Trietto No. 3 in D minor in concert at the 2015 Young Performers Festival sponsored by Early Music America. Members of McGill's Early Music Ensemble include soprano Kimberly Lynch, Joel Verkuijk on baroque oboe, Joshua Colucci on baroque violin, Ryan Gallagher on viola da gamba and baroque cello, Nathan Mondry on harpsichord, and David Henkelman on organ and harpsichord. They're coached by Hank Knox. You can find more information about the Young Performers Festival, as well as links to videos online, in this episode's web post at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Our featured release is a recording devoted to the 15th century poet-musician Heinrich Laufenberg by Ensemble Dragma. Not much is known about Laufenberg's life, and most of his song collection, 120 pieces written in his own hand, was lost when the city of Strasbourg fell under siege in 1870, and its municipal library and its collection of rare books and manuscripts were largely destroyed. The loss is a cruel one, but thanks to 19th-century literary scholars like Philipp Wackernagel, a nearly complete version of the song texts was made in 1867, before the bombardment. While the poetry and texts were their primary focus, some scholars also copied melodies into their personal research notes. Ensemble Dragma, studying these sources and making their best educated guess, give what they believe is a plausible reconstruction of Laufenberg's work. We heard the song Ich wollt, dass ich daheim wär, How I Wish I Were Home, performed by Ensemble Dragma on their recording Kingdom of Heaven, music of Heinrich Laufenberg. Interspersed with Laufenberg's works on the CD are other pieces that help place him in historical context. There are also several instrumental arrangements, or intabulations, for solo instruments to play, a practice that was just emerging in Laufenberg's time. That was a set of anonymous tunes from the mid-15th century performed by Ensemble Dragma with Mark Levon on the plectrum lute. We have time for one more track. Let's hear Laufenberg's song, Gott gib uns allen.
Dass wir ohne Sünden Lob mein Gott.
We heard Gott geb uns allen, God grant us all in his good will, by Heinrich Laufenberg, performed by Ensemble Dragma on their 2014 recording Kingdom of Heaven. Interested in early music recordings? In addition to our broadcast program, we have a podcast, the Harmonia Early Music Podcast, which reviews new and classic recordings of early music. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writers for this edition of Harmonia are Luann Johnson and Janelle Davis. Special thanks to Brandon Labadie from Early Music America. And thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Elizabeth Clark, John Bailey, and Joe Getz. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Our producer is Luann Johnson, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.